Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis has begun after a one-day delay. Chauvin is the former police officer charged with murder and the killing of George Floyd. The death made Minneapolis the epicenter for civil rights protests that rocked the world last year, and the trial has put the city on edge again. NPR's Adrian Florida joins us now from Minneapolis. And Adrian, jury selection was delayed yesterday, but the judge decided to move forward today. Catch us up. What's been happening over the past 24 hours in this case?
There's this pending question about whether Derek Chauvin will be facing an additional third-degree murder charge. This is something that prosecutors for the state have wanted to add because it widens their possibility to win a conviction against him. But that's a question that's tied up in an appeals court right now. Yesterday, that delayed the start of jury selection by a day, but the trial judge in the case decided to begin this morning anyway to proceed pending any kind of ruling from a higher court. And that's what's happened this morning. We've started jury selection.
Well, because this is such a high-profile case, it might be tough to find a jury. What sort of things are the lawyers looking for in potential jurors?
Well, you know, in this case, as in any case, right, the goal is to seat an impartial jury. Lawyers and the judge this morning have been asking potential jurors whether, given the high profile of this case and everything that, you know, they know about it, whether potential jurors could set aside any strong opinions they might have and consider just the evidence in the case. It's also become clear this morning that both sides are very sensitive to the role of race in this case. The attorney for Derek Chauvin has been asking jurors about their views on Black Lives Matter, on Blue Lives Matter, on the protests that have erupted in the last year over racial justice. And so we've seen just one juror seated this morning. They've got a seat 12 and four alternates, and so it's going to take some time. Three weeks have been set aside for this task.
Oh, wow. Wow. People who have been following this story know that barbed wire and barricades have gone up around the courthouse and police departments around the city. You've been out on the streets reporting. What have you seen and what have you been hearing from people?
People are anxious, you know, worried, nervous, depending on where people stand. They are optimistic about the possibility of a conviction against the former officer, but also nervous that if he is not convicted, that unrest could break out as it did after George Floyd was killed last year. And that's why officials here in Minneapolis have gone to extraordinary lengths to secure portions of the city which could be vulnerable, including the downtown courthouse, which, as you said, has been barricaded with barricades and fencing and razor wire. It's a lot quieter on the streets outside the courthouse today than it was yesterday. Yesterday, which was the scheduled start of jury selection, a lot of people came out to protest, demonstrate. There were marches. Today, this morning, as court proceedings were getting underway, there were very few people out. And that may be because it was unclear whether jury selection was going to begin today until it did.
Adrian, you said that jury selection itself could last several weeks. So what's the timeline for the entire trial?
Opening arguments in the case, regardless of how long, you know, as long as jury selection is done by that time, are scheduled to begin at the end of March, and the trial could last up to 4 weeks, maybe longer.
All right. NPR national correspondent Adrian Florido, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.